This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, January 24, 2008. Exclusion. The Scriptures, Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. You must be holy. In some cases, yet today, people with smallpox, tuberculosis, or other communicable diseases may be excluded from daily contact with others. For the sake of the health of the community, they're quarantined. Once they are healed or no longer a threat, they can again join their families, friends, and community. In ancient Israel, not everyone was allowed into the presence of God, only those who were clean. Israelites who were unclean according to the law needed cleansing before they could join the worship of God's people. Some conditions prevented people from worship for life, almost an unbearable burden, if not for the Day of Atonement. Others were not allowed to join in worship because they opposed God's people. In these ways, God taught the people to reflect His holiness. Nothing could stain purity or break wholeness. As sinners, however, we are all stained and broken. So we give thanks that Christ came to cleanse His people from their sin, to open the way for all who are broken in body and heart to enter into the assembly of the faithful. That's what Philip told a eunuch from Ethiopia, and he was baptized. Confession of sin and belief in Christ break the quarantine that keeps us from God. Offer Him your heart and life, that you may be given new life in Him today. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I want to be perfectly whole. Thank you for coming to cleanse my sins by your blood. And please live in my soul forever. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.